Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you a story from the book Life and Hope Renewed, entitled The Difficult Life of a Disabled Woman and the Huge Physical and Mental Changes She Experienced After Practicing Falun Dafa, by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Shandong Province, China.
The Difficult Life of a Disabled Woman and the Huge Physical and Mental Changes She Experienced After Practicing Falun Dafa, by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Shandong Province, China. A Difficult Life. It was during the 3 years of disaster. This refers to a period in mainland China from 1959 to 1961, in which 30 million people died from hunger, that Guihua was born in an old temple. Misfortune followed her. Her father died before she was born. Her mother delivered a serious disabled daughter, Guihua, and died a couple of years later from an illness. Guihua and her brother, who was 4 years older than her, depended on each other for survival. The seriousness of her disability made her almost immobile. Her head was crooked and bent toward her shoulder. Her mouth was permanently ulcerated, and she drooled constantly. Her clothes in the area of her chest were perpetually soaked with saliva. Her neck was swollen and enlarged from always being wet. Guihua's right arm was twisted and deformed, and a finger on her right hand could not straighten up. She had only partial control over her right leg, and she had a serious limp. Guihua often fell after walking a couple of steps, and she often had a bloody nose and a swollen face from falling. Sometimes, when her condition became serious, she could only crawl. She often had soiled and wet pants because she lost control of her bowels and bladder. The pitiful Guihua became the target of the village children, who chased, beat, and cursed at her. Even the adults teased her. The brother and sister lived an impoverished life without sufficient food or clothing. It wasn't easy. Then the brother got married, and the family seemed to have some chance of survival. However, Guihua's misfortune soon continued. Not long after the brother got married, the sister-in-law treated Guihua as a burden. She treated Guihua coldly and beat and cursed her. She often did not give Guihua food. In the end, the brother and the sister-in-law locked her in a small room and did not give her food for days and nights on end. It was by luck that a kind neighbor found her and helped her run away. The 19-year-old Guihua hastily married a man in another village who was 20 years her senior. She finally had her own home, and Guihua enjoyed a little peace of mind. However, the good life did not last long. The sixth day after she got married, her husband beat her. Guihua bore the beating with tears and hoped that through her efforts, her husband would treat her well after a period of time. Guihua was wrong. The mother-in-law disliked her from the beginning and often cursed at her over trivial matters. Guihua could do nothing but swallow her tears. When Guihua was in her eighth month of pregnancy, her husband brutally beat her over some trivial matter until she was seriously bleeding. It was very dangerous for her and the baby she was carrying. The cruel husband did not send her to the hospital. Through a miracle, the mother and the baby survived the beating. The day before she delivered the baby, her mother-in-law pushed Guihua to work in the field for half a day. When she delivered the baby, her husband was not with her. The mother-in-law purposely left her and went out. A couple of kind old ladies in the village helped her deliver the baby. Somebody found the husband and asked him to go back home. Her husband's attitude was a little bit better after he saw that it was a boy. One day in winter, the baby was breastfeeding. Right after the husband came back home from outside, the mother-in-law slandered Guihua, saying that she was having an affair with another man. Without trying to determine the validity of these claims, the husband immediately gave her a brutal beating. Guihua felt totally hopeless after all this humiliation. The physical pain plus the mental torture made her feel that she had been forgotten by this world and her existence was a mistake. In this world, she had nothing to hold on to except her baby. She kissed the baby in her arms and drank half a bottle of poisonous farm chemicals. Having heard that liquor would make the medicine take effect more quickly, she drank some liquor and hoped that she would die even sooner. However, as fate would have it, she recovered after a couple of days, but Guihua was determined to die. The second time she tried to commit suicide, she jumped into a well. The third time she jumped into a river. Every time, kind people rescued her. Guihua wondered, "Since it is so difficult for me to live, why is it also so difficult for me to die?" The fourth time she tried, she went to a chestnut grove far from the village and tied a rope to a tree. Just before she was going to tie the rope around her neck, an old man came from out of nowhere and grabbed the rope away from her. However, all those kind people could not stop her husband from his savagery. Finally, after a bad beating, Guihua could not tolerate it anymore and ran away from her home. She ran to a local factory, found the factory manager, told him about her miserable life, and earnestly asked him to let her work there. The kind manager helped her right away. He decided to let her do maintenance work and arranged lodging for her. On the third day, she went back home to pick up some bedding and was refused by her husband. She said, "I would like to make some money to pay off the family debt. If you don't let me go, how can I make money?" The husband had to agree. Practicing Falun Dafa, her life changed. In the winter of 1996, Guihua's co-worker introduced her to Falun Gong. After she heard about it, Guihua began practicing right away. Even in her wildest dreams, Guihua could not have imagined that at that moment her fate had changed. Being severely disabled on her right side made it very difficult for her to do the Falun Gong exercises. However, Guihua was not discouraged at all. When she was doing the third exercise, she felt that her right hand was being held by a warm hand and strongly pulled up. Her arm felt very warm and comfortable. When she was holding the wheel in front of her head, she felt a very strong current of energy flowing between her two arms. Her disabled arm was not tired at all after half an hour. When she was listening to teacher's lecture, she felt like many changes were taking place in her body. Her whole body was incredibly warm. She had an unusual sensation around her mouth, and it was very itchy. She understood that her body was being adjusted. Right away, her mouth ulcer was gone, and she did not drool anymore. Her crooked head returned to its normal position. Less than 2 months after she started practicing and cultivating, her neighbor suddenly had a fire. Without thinking, Guihua totally forgot that she was disabled. She carried 2 buckets of water and ran to her neighbor's house. Once she got there, she threw the water onto the fire. The people who saw her were shocked. "Guihua, you carried 2 buckets of water. Your arm is fine. You can run. What's going on?" Guihua found that her arm, which had been crooked before, could be straightened out and her right leg could be controlled. She was too excited to talk for a while. She did not dare to believe the miracle that happened to her. Later, when the local coordinator organized the practitioners to study together and exchange experiences, the coordinator asked Guihua to talk about the huge physical and mental changes she experienced after she practiced Dafa. When she made the speech, Guihua stretched her arm out straight to let the other practitioners see. But 3 fingers on her right hand still could not straighten. But that night, she slowly straightened her fingers, which had not straightened for 36 years. The practitioners present witnessed the event and were all amazed at the mighty power of Dafa. At that moment, the clapping hands sounded like thunder. Guihua's eyes were full of tears. After cultivating Dafa, 36 years of mental and physical torture disappeared like a vapor. Guihua finally tasted the feeling of health. Now she shed happy and grateful tears. even the most beautiful language could not express Guihua's gratitude toward Teacher Li. Guihua had changed. She was not only healthy, but also overjoyed in her heart. She understood why so many tribulations happened to her and understood many questions that had puzzled her. She strictly disciplined herself according to the standard of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and always thought about others first. At home, Guihua did not concern herself with her previous conflicts. She took care of her mother-in-law, treated her husband with tolerance, carefully took care of her child, and organized the house inside and out so that it was nice and clean. The attitudes of her husband and mother-in-law changed a lot. With a healthy and glowing face, Guihua went back to her hometown and visited her brother and sister-in-law, whom she had not seen for many years. When she entered the village that she hadn't seen since she had gotten married, she heard somebody say from far away, "Is that Guihua? Why doesn't she look the same?" Another person said, "How can it be Guihua? She was seriously disabled and should have died a long time ago." When they confirmed it was Guihua, they were all so amazed. At her job, Guihua worked even more diligently. She came early and left late and disciplined herself strictly. One day she found 50 yuan while riding her bicycle on the way to work. 500 yuan is equal to the average monthly salary of an urban worker in China. Although Guihua had a lot of financial difficulties, she understood that she was a practitioner and should not take advantage of somebody else. The person who had lost the money must have been very worried. Thinking this, she gave the money to the factory office. The factory posted a big red poster to praise her. Guihua immediately found the person who was responsible for the poster and explained that she did so because she practiced Dafa and understood the principle of being a good person. Her co-workers all respected her. In 1998, the factory downsized and Guihua lost her job. Her mother-in-law was suffering from dementia. Guihua not only had to take care of her mother-in-law, who needed someone to look after her, but she also took care of her neighbor, an elderly man who lived alone. If she brought some especially good food, she wouldn't eat it and would leave it for her mother-in-law, husband, child, and the elderly man. After the old man passed away, a couple that was over 80 years old moved into his house. There was nobody who could take care of this couple. With determination and honor, the kind-hearted Guihua took over the responsibility of taking care of this couple. She brought water and food to them and washed their clothes. She did this for a couple of years. She treated this couple even better than the way their own daughter treated them. Then this couple passed away. Because of the poor family's financial situation, Guihua had to borrow a lot of money for her mother-in-law and her sick husband, for medicine and for them to see the doctor. In order to pay it back, Guihua contracted to work 9 mu of land. 1 mu is equal to 0.165 acre, including 4.5 mu of chestnut grove and 4.5 mu of farm land, plus 2 mu of vegetable gardens and a grinding yard. Her workload was equivalent to that of 2 people. The power of Dafa was fully reflected in Guihua. Even more than 2 people could not have done what she did. After she got home at night, Guihua would still study the Fa and do the exercises as usual. The next day she would be full of energy again and would start another busy day. Guihua clarifies the truth. The Jiang regime started to persecute Falun Dafa in 1999. Guihua's house became the policeman's target. Threats and a house search could not shake the firm Guihua. One policeman asked, "You say Falun Dafa is good. Where is the good part?" Guihua said, "Practicing Dafa has made me go from being a disabled person to a healthy person. You can see that my head is no longer tilted. My arm can move. I no longer limp, and I don't drool anymore. You tell me what part of Dafa is not good." The policeman had nothing to say to that. They harassed her on many occasions. Every time Guihua told them the huge changes she experienced after she had practiced Dafa, Guihua prevailed with her steadfast faith in Falun Dafa. Nobody ever harassed her again. Today, Guihua still clarifies the facts of Falun Gong to people using her own experiences, and she exposes the persecution. She knows that the huge physical and mental changes she has experienced testify to the truth. She hopes that more people will hear her story so that more people can experience the healing power of Falun Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.